Worlds and Robots, episode 52! Dude, we made it!
What did we make? I say, chicken nuggets! That's what I would make. Nuggets!
Sure. Now, we made it to episode 52 of Squirrels and Robots, which means we've been officially doing this for 1 year. A year!
So what?
I don't know, it's kind of an accomplishment, isn't it? Like, I mean, most businesses fail in the first year, don't they? And here we are. Well, we didn't technically make a lot of money, but who cares? It's been a year!
I'm proud of me!
So, thanks for keeping up for a full year! Now, with that out of the way, let's see. We got the usual protests, the government is burning, politics, I don't know, do we have any fun news? Oh, Cyberpunk is getting an update in June, so that's a thing. June? That's probably when they should have released it to begin with, okay? What else?
Music people are selling their music catalogs at an alarming rate! Oh, it's getting sold.
Dude, I heard about that. Yo, Bob Dylan and I think that dude from Fleetwood Mac and Neil Young supposedly sold some or all of their music catalogs recently.
And I think Bob Dylan sold his stuff to Universal, right? And Neil Young sold 50% of his catalog to Hypnosis Song Fund, which is, you know, like based in England, so you're welcome. If you're gonna be rocking in a free world, you gotta pay England now! But Neil Young is Canadian, I think. Yeah, alright, well, never mind.
Keep on rocking with these three squirrels! Ding-ding-ding-ding.
Am I the only one that finds it weird that these musicians are selling their music, like, now? I mean, Bob Dylan got supposedly $300 million out of this. And, well, okay, fine, I guess that's worth it. But, dude, he's like 90. I mean, what the hell are you gonna do with $300 million when you're 90 years old? Buy new hips? I mean, what the hell? Boy, speaking of music, there's a whole bunch of Persona soundtracks coming to Spotify! Persona, man! Persona!
Yeah, I don't care about those soundtracks.
Are you mad? A little. But they're brilliant!
Okay.
I mean, they're all bouncy and unique and... Dude, I don't care, okay? It's not my thing. If you enjoy it, fine. Don't drag me into your weird world of J-pop nonsense. More importantly, aside from Persona soundtracks coming to Spotify, I don't know why you gotta make a big deal about this.
It's important!
You know what is important? Yo, Dr. Dre had a brain aneurysm, dude. The brain! That's the most important part!
Dr. Dre? But he's a doctor! Where do doctors go when they need a doctor? Ah!
No, dude, not that kind of doctor. But whatever. As of this recording, he seems to be recovering, so hopefully he'll make a full recovery and get back to doing what he does, okay? Be well, Dr. Dre. You're not terrible.
You know, it's, like, so weird when something like that happens, you know? I mean, like, the man has millions of dollars and all those albums, awards, and he's like, he's a legend. But then, like, yo, your brain explodes!
I mean, what a twist, mate.
I mean, it kind of puts things in perspective, you know? Like, we're all running around trying to get things and make money, and no matter who you are, things could go sideways in a second. I mean, it's Dr. Dre!
Yeah, it's a weird world, but that's the thing about death.
It gets you, no matter what.
Not me, for I am not mortal, you chumps.
Yeah, but you gotta think. Backwards compatibility and mods are only gonna give you so much life. Before you know it, you'll be obsolete! Obsolete! Like Flash!
Running Fast Flash or Flash Gordon? Because they're making a movie about the Flash. I don't think he's obsolete.
I'm talking about Flash the program that essentially a whole generation of animators used to make cartoons for Newgrounds. It's dead. It's dead, yo! Dead!
It's weird, right? It's like Adobe was all like, end of life, mate. You're gone.
Yeah, but alright, here's the thing. There are people out there keeping the app going, okay? So all those years of content shan't be lost. There are archives, there are modders. It'll be alright. It'll run for a while.
See? Modders. Modders save all. I shall live forever.
Ha ha. Unless Begley breaks you for goods.
Don't royal her, mate. She's in a happy place.
Yeah. Your mom's happy place. Ha.
Whatever. Whatever. Oh, you want to hear some crap? You know how Xbox controllers had some drifting issues?
Oh, right. I heard a lot of them had some kind of defect or something last gen, allegedly. And current gen, allegedly.
Yeah, well, apparently, there was a class action lawsuit against Microsoft for, allegedly, knowing there was a defect with controllers but still pushing them to market.
The cyberpunk of controllers!
Anyway, So there's all this legal stuff, and apparently Microsoft wants to move it out of courts into arbitration, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. Microsoft claims, allegedly, that by merely using their controller, you agree to their terms of service, which says you can't sue Microsoft as an individual for defects, problems, etc., and all cases must go through some consumer arbitration crap.
I'm confused.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but it sounds to me like just by using the Xbox controller, you're agreeing to not sue them if it explodes in your face. Like, how?
Right, so a company can just put in their terms of service, sorry, you can't sue us, mate. Later.
Well, in this case, it seems so. And aside from that being some odd, underhanded nonsense that needs to be sorted out in the legal realm of human idiocy, what irks me is, why can't anyone make a decent controller that doesn't drift? I mean, I have controllers from the Xbox 360 that I still use on my PC because it works. It's wonderful. I have a PS2, PS3, and yes, even a PS1 controller that all still work fine. I mean, these things are 10 to 20 years old. What? Why?
Apparently, they don't make them the way they used to.
Current technology is poop!
I mean, he has a point, I mean. You know, I mean, I have an old laptop that's like, well, I mean, it's like 20 years old now, isn't it? Runs XP, Windows XP. You know, it works fine for what it is, right? But also, I have a 3-year-old Android tablet that literally updated itself to not work. I mean, I'm not even having a laugh here, right? None of the apps work. They won't update, and if they did update, they're broken. You know, it's like they don't work either way. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You know, however, I can still play some visual novels on a laptop from 20 years ago. I mean, what?
How does 20-year-old thingies work better than current thingies and last longer?
I have no idea. Old consoles still work fine, controllers, phones, record players, speakers, monitors, even old e-readers are still working fine.
I believe it's the updates that are the issue. Pre-internet, few devices needed updates or improvements. As the Internet of Things took hold, every item released seemed to be in a beta stage rather than a finished product.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. It's just like, hey, get it to market and we'll fix it with a day one patch.
I am so sick of that, mate. Just once, I'd like a game or a console or a controller or whatever to just work, you know? No updates, no tweaks, you know? You open it up, you plug it in, it just works. Where I can't even get a toaster to do that now.
Dude, I can't even remember the last time I purchased something that just worked.
If I remember correctly, it was the first generation iPod Shuffle that was released in 2005. Though, you purchased yours at a thrift store for $5, I believe.
Actually, yeah, I think it was the first gen iPod Shuffle from a thrift store. Oh, and a side note, if you ever donate an iPod to a thrift store, or you can send it to my P.O. box, I'll use it. Yeah, just get your music off there because I don't need old Britney Spears music in my iPod, right? I could do it myself, but I feel like it's been pre-tainted.
The last thing I bought that didn't need an update was the novelization to the Friday the 13th movie, Part 2, which I gave to a blue girl in a sewer as a thank you for candy.
Great story, mate. You know, honestly, I still use my iPods.
Really? Come on, mate. Spotify, streaming.
No. Here's my thing, right? Spotify is good, and streaming services are good. But when I listen to music, I like to do it without interruptions. Like, do you know how many notifications I get on my phone?
I can see that. Like, get all into the music and you're vibing, and then it's like, oh, bling, oh, bling, bling, oh, why Twitter? Why? What's so important? Oh, there's a Psycho Stick Marathon. Well, that's ironic. I'm listening to that right now. Leave me alone. I just want to hear my... I totally get it. Sad face, emoticon. I like that song.
Yeah, dude, when I want to listen to music, it's like, hey, world, shut the hell up. I'm listening to music here.
Speaking of shutting up, shouldn't we be wrapping this up now?
Are we keeping you from something?
Nope. Just tired of the pitch of squirrel voices.
Yeah, well, when you settle on a voice of your own, you can criticize ours.
Oh, that's good, because she's all like, I don't know who I am.
That's rude. Just for that, I am going to use your computer to look up lewd anime.
You know what? Just use Jermaine's. Everything's already bookmarked.
Gross.
Again, thanks for listening now for a full year.
And for those who don't want to use podcast places or YouTube to listen to this, we give audio downloads of these episodes to patrons on Patreon. So you can have them in your iPods or digital music player, which is fun. I say this because I am in charge of marketing and promotion, and I just did both. I did both. Multitask. And you are welcome. Subscribe and like and tell your friends that squirrels can talk and robots are funny.
Really?
Head of... This one. Head of marketing, right?
Speaking of head, where's your mom? I have DLC I want her to try.
Wow. 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 Raven, man!